carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
So we're back with another episode, and before we dive deep into the Beckhams, which I'm so excited to, how was your weekend, Kendra?
It was good.
How was your week, actually? It's been a week.
My week. I was actually in Amsterdam over the weekend. I was visiting my brother, which was really nice.
How long did your brother live there again?
Years.
He was there.
He was there for a few years, and then he moved to LA, remember, for
a
year.
Yeah.
And then he was back in Ireland during the pandemic, and then he went back again.
Such a cool place to live. Like, it's such a hub now, because obviously the Netflix HQ is there.
Yeah.
Like, I've known some people that have lived over there, but I've never even visited, but I would love
such
to go
a cool
over.
City. Like, because obviously, like, people think of Amsterdam, it's like stags, and you go over to the
All
red
I think
light
about
district
is the red light district, when I think
but
of
it's so not like that. Like, it's actually
or, like,
stunning.
Or the weed cafes. They're like the two things I would think of going over. You're like just on your bike having a great time.
Yeah.
Have you rented a bike over there?
No, I actually haven't, out of fear I'd kill someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually quite dangerous over there. Like, there's just bikes everywhere. You have to be really careful because you could
there must be
fully get
loads
run over,
of
like.
Bike lanes though.
Is
there
yeah.
more bike lanes in car lanes?
No, there is. There is, actually. So yeah, that was really nice.
What
and
did
then,
you do over there? Because obviously it must be hard when you're visiting them a lot, because I feel like you probably have done a lot of the big.
Yeah, like, because we've done kind of all the touristy things. I've been there so many times because he obviously lives there. But my dad is Dutch, so we've been there like for years and years.
People, I'd say, start
one thing
speaking
I
to
actually,
you guys in Dutch over there, do they?
Everyone speaks English there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, my brother's obviously been there for years, and he has never bothered to learn Dutch because he's like, you don't need to. Everyone speaks
there.
English.
I totally forgot that.
Yeah. One thing I actually haven't done is the Anne Frank house, even though I've been
oh,
there. The main thing
the
you can do.
Great crack. Oh, God. No, that would be amazing.
But
to do that,
it's. I think like 2 weeks in advance, and it's always just really packed because obviously I'm always there at like a weekend.
Yeah. Well, that would be an amazing experience.
Yeah, so. I actually really want to go. So maybe
that'd be
next
like
time.
Chilling. Oh my God, I didn't even realize that that's where that is.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How was your week?
My week was good. The main thing I did was learn how to frost cookies. Sorry, frost
wow.
isn't even the right word. To pipe buttercream icing onto
yes.
a cupcake.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening that thinks it's easy, I'm telling you now it's
not.
I basically had to dye the cupcake icing blue.
Great crack, Luke, over there.
So I basically had to dye the icing blue. I did a very Gen Z thing in that I just watched loads of TikTok videos and I was like, I'm good to go now.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is that dye waters down buttercream icing. Mm. So when I went to go do the icing, I think, did I send you any of the footage of me attempting to make the cupcakes
you
the
did
time?
And remember I was
nearly crying.
Remember I said to you though, I was like, the icing needs to be thicker, and
that's
then,
why I
yeah,
said the blue dye.
Yeah.
But I honestly was nearly in tears, like I was just like, I can't do this. I tried it so many times, and then I realized the blue dye thing, and I was like watching these TikToks being like, it's super easy, just pipe and blah blah, and I was like, it's not. And like, I literally spent over €100 on products in Tesco to get these cupcakes right. This person deserves the cupcakes, it's okay. But like,
who are they for, Ali?
None of your business. But I literally bought like a whisk. Like, I don't own a whisk.
You don't own a whisk,
what?
Ali.
When do
what
I
What age
make?
Are you?
What
Come
would
on.
I need a whisk for? I use my fork.
I have a whisk.
I'm whisking my eggs, I use a fork.
Really?
But this was whisking self-raising flour. But Angel, my puppy, was just looking at me like, what the fuck are you
You'll
doing
be getting
kitchen?
A KitchenAid next.
I know.
Now,
I was very Martha Stewart over the weekend. But anyway, then on Sunday, I finally realized the problem, and then I made my own buttercream icing instead of using pre-made buttercream
yes.
icing. Used a blue gel instead of a blue water dye, and they turned out very well.
The
I was
key
very
is
happy
the gel, people. The key
no,
is
it
the
was
gel.
It was worth doing them. Will I do them again anytime soon? No. But what I would say is, if there's like a niece, nephew, or sister, or something birthday coming up, I think I'd give a go at like icing and piping like a cake.
Yeah.
Because now that I know what I need to do, mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be really into it. Like, a friend of mine has all the little accessories and all the stencils and all the little pearls. Like, it is actually really relaxing to do
yeah.
it when it's not
yeah.
causing you trauma to do it. But like, it is a really lovely kind of like hour of just like not thinking.
Yeah, and you don't
bones.
Really have to think of anything else.
Yeah. So that's the most exciting thing I've done. So my life
go.
Is more domestic than it
Nara
normally is.
Nara Smith is shook.
Well,
is it Nara Smith?
Who's Nara Smith?
You know, she's the TikToker who bakes.
Oh, is that
loads
her second name? Lucky Blue is her husband. Is it not Nara Blue?
I thought it was Nara
Smith. Oh my
God,
Smith. I should start doing that, being like,
yeah.
today I'm making cupcakes.
But she does things where she will like create paper to bake the cupcakes in.
Oh, no, like, I know. She, like, I love her
draws
videos.
Draws out the steps.
She's the ones so where funny. It's like, my husband asked for a bowl of Frosties. So, yeah. I, and then it's like, after 4 hours in the oven, I'm like, is he not
like,
starving?
That's not even a joke. Like, she fully
and she's
did
wearing,
that.
Like, full-blown, like, amazing designer yeah. stuff.
She's actually stunning, isn't she?
No, she's stunning.
She also has, like, 10 million children.
No, I know. And she's yeah. only, like, in her early 20s.
Yeah.
I thought she was older. Nara Smith.
Nara Smith.
What did is we say, Nora?
No, I said Nara.
Did you say Nara?
Yeah.
Why did that sound so different to me? And why is her second name
is it because
blue?
I said Nara?
In your Dublin accent. Even though you're from Carlo, kid. You're from Carlo.
Carlo
but yes, sorry, did you see the Aurora Northern Lights thing last night?
No.
It's very upsetting.
I'm living in the city, you know. Well, not
although
really
one of the girls
city.
On our team saw from her house.
Yeah. Because I live near enough where the Dublin Mountains are and
yeah,
I didn't
still
see them.
See them.
Did
you get out of your house now though and have a proper little look or did you peek
I
out
did.
The window?
I did. Well, no, I peeked out the window.
I was
already in bed. I was already in bed, you see. I was like, oh.
But we were sharing messages in my family WhatsApp group and my sisters live in the middle of nowhere and like they had the most stunning photos and my brother-in-law made a very funny point which was that like before it was like once in a lifetime now every 6 months they're just showing up in Ireland
yeah.
So like
I think
it's a bad
thing. I don't
care
about them anymore. I'm like
oh I'd like to see them in Ireland. We were talking about earlier yeah. how we accidentally like flew through the Northern Lights when we were flying to LA.
With
for,
wow,
no,
wow,
that
where?
Was the New York Fashion Week. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. we were flying. We flew Wow Air, which no longer
the
exists.
Now defunct airline.
Where Kendra was TSA questioned en route to New York.
That's like one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. We were literally boarding the flight, and like I was like about to give them my passport, like. And then someone came over the
intercom
and they were like, "Can Kendra Becker please come?"
I honestly
blah,
was
blah.
Like, "I may never see
I
her
was
again.
Like, "Oh my god, what yeah. should I do?" And I had to go and like take my little shoes off and like get swabbed and drug test. I was like, "I must have
oh my god,
dodgy.
I wish there was like a border patrol or control episode on." I'd say you were like,
"Yeah."
Shitting
and like,
yourself.
Bear in mind that was back in like what 2017. I looked like 12.
They're like, "Where are you going, man?"
Maybe they thought I was like a drug mule or something.
Yeah. With who? Cos.
They're like, "We knew it. But we've been looking for you."
Well, we were on the plane and I just remember the pilot being like, "If you look to your left," and we were sitting on the right.
Yeah.
But we did definitely make it out. We saw it, like, is what I mean. Like, oh. We definitely did see it. We made it out alive. We made it out alive.
I'm surprised
no,
that airline
could make
was
it out.
No, I know. Even the ads for it, like.
The funny thing is that my sister always says to me, like, since me and Kendra spent so much time together, that over the years, we just, the main word we use is wow. And Jeannie, my sister, says it back to me all the time now. She's like, "Damn it, I say too." So I feel like if we were to now start an airline, I'm pretty sure we would call it wow.
No, it would obviously be gossip.
I know, but like, I kind of want a little wow on the side.
Do you think if you got like really, really rich, would you get a private jet and call it Goss Air? Or Ali Air?
Goss Air has better ring to it, but then like no one would be allowed to be on them.
Isn't that what Kylie and Kim have? They have Kylie Air and Kim Air.
Just, I think Ali Air sounds a bit weird. It's like Ali Air. I can't call it Ryanair. It's already taken, like, unless it was like a
Michael O'Leary would be on to you straight away and he'd be sue you straight away.
But I was in
you see he's having beef with fucking Elon Musk.
It was Elon Musk speaking not having beef with, and who was Michael O'Leary not having beef with,
I
though,
know,
to be fair.
Honestly.
But I remember it. When I was studying law, we were talking about a Ryanair case, and my law lecturer was like, "Honestly, fair play to Michael O'Leary. He keeps us talking. Like, there's so many cases." No, he would definitely sue me.
Yeah,
if I had like two people on the plane, private airline, he'd be like, "You can't call it Ryanair."
No, he would.
Alexandra Air?
That sounds good.
Yeah, I think I'd do that one. But let's be honest, it would probably be a goss air that no one would. Then I'd start charging everyone to come on, all my mates. It'd be like 100 euro.
Yeah,
business.
Would you charge me, bitch?
I wouldn't charge you.
Mates rates.
Mates rates. A euro to stand, Michael O'Leary's fan.
You're like, "You can come on board free, but it's 50 euro for your bag."
50 euro. Right, okay.
Let's get into it.
Me and Kendra have been speaking about this topic all day because we were on a few radio stations discussing it, but we are so excited to delve deep into the Beckham family feud. Funnily enough, Kendra had always already made this the topic for today before...
Brooklyn big statement.
So
I basically preempted this whole thing.
I think that Brooklyn went, you know what, Kendra Becker, I think it's time to speak
I'm going
to
do you a
solid. He was like, if they're going to do the Gosscast, let me give them the real tea so they can genuinely talk about it. So why don't you kick off, Kendra, with the actual statement and I suppose some of the key things that he said.
I won't read out the whole thing, obviously, because we'll be here for
Can I just ask as well, did you like die when you saw it pop up?
Died. And shout out to Sophie because she literally spotted it straight away, Sophie on the team, and posted it like immediately. I think it has like 15,000 likes on our Instagram.
Oh my god, does it?
But yeah, so he basically posted this statement, started off by saying, I've been silent for years and made every effort to keep these matters private. Unfortunately, my parents and their team have continued to go to the press, leaving me with no choice but to speak for myself and tell the truth about only some of the lies that have been printed. So,
wow.
And then he says, I do not want to reconcile with my family, which is a big, big statement. He's basically saying, like, I have no interest
in ever
reconciling. And he basically kind of goes on to accuse his parents, David and Victoria, of controlling the narrative in the press, kind of basically accusing them of leaking stories.
I know, it really reminds me, I know we'll talk about it a lot today, but Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I do think, and I said this on RT today, on Oliver Collins' show, there's a little bit of paranoia to that as well, because I do think that other people talk to the press too, and as the press, I'm saying that, it's not always the actual people involved. There are assistants, lawyers, well, maybe not lawyers, but definitely assistants, PR people, waiters, butlers,
makeup artists,
that will see something and go, I think she's a bitch, or I think that's not right, and would speak to somebody else and it gets back to a paper. I don't think it's necessarily true that everything we've read about Nicola has come from David and Victoria. Now, we can't even prove those allegations anyway, but I think it's a bit paranoid to be, and I always felt that with Harry as well. He was like, William's team. I'm like, that doesn't mean William himself went
thing,
to the paper
like,
and rang the Sun. Like,
obviously, as Irish people, we love a gossip. And like, you would hear Josie down the road is having an affair. Who would you hear from? The Butcher.
But
like, there's always
someone. I know from over the years, like, just working in this industry, like, people have rang me being like, where did you get that? It had to have been blah, blah, blah. And I never, no journalist will reveal their sources. But like, a lot of the time, you could be sitting in a bar and someone could be like, did you hear that blah blah was dumped by, and you're like, oh my god, and you're like, that's their housemate, so that's like a legitimate source, this is my source. Then you go to them. So I think there is this belief between Harry and Brooklyn, and I feel like they're becoming bezzy mates because they've been spotted together, that their family are 100% out to get them. I find that hard to believe.
I think there's two sides to every story.
Three their
that's
side
true.
The other side and the truth. And I do think even we probably are like that with things. I think when you're emotionally upset about something, it's very hard to see things clearly. Like, if, let's say, a story has been planted, Brooklyn probably thinks, right, all of them are planted. Instead of just being, like, more calm about it and being like, for example, we'll talk about it today, but, like, all the stuff that happened around the wedding, to do with the wedding planners, that didn't come from David and Victoria. They weren't in the WhatsApp chats that were released to the press. So, like, how are they involved in that? So, like, you can't accuse them of... It's reminding me of Blake Lively as well, where it's like he did this campaign. It's like, well, maybe sometimes you are a bit difficult. Like, maybe Nicola was a bit annoying at the wedding. Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe she was a bridezilla. Like, she probably was. But I'd say Victoria was also a pain in the hole as
pain
a mother-in-law as well.
But like, what mother-in-law at a wedding isn't a pain in the hole? Like, I've heard so many stories of just... From like controlling the guest list to like wanting to wear white. Like, I've heard mad stories about mom-in-laws. So I'm sure Victoria, being who she is, was an absolute nightmare.
I think one thing to like learn from this, and I think like people in general have been saying this in like a reaction to what's happening, is weddings drive people mental. And a wedding
don't we know it?
But like, their wedding is basically what kickstarted this whole thing. But another,
if you ever become a bridezilla, Kendra, I swear.
I don't think you would.
I don't think so. But then people have shocked me over the years. I don't know. I don't think you would. I don't think you have it in you to like. I think you would still be like, about things. But some people are psychotic.
I think when it came to the day, like, we kind of do that with the gossies as well. You kind of have to just let go and be like, right, whatever happens,
it'll be
today,
grand.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, I don't think we make that much of a fuss about it anymore. Like, we want things to work right, but I don't think we would be psychotic about certain details. It's more like, well, unless there's a cord or a cable missing. Ali Ryan doesn't
take
those. That's
a podcast for another day.
But yeah, some of the other parts I think that's worth pointing out, my parents have been trying endlessly to ruin my relationship. and it hasn't stopped. Like, that's another thing that I'm like, is that actually true? Like, is that his belief that his parents genuinely want? And I think the thing that I'm interested in is this is a very one-sided statement, because it's very clear throughout it that he's saying they're not being nice to Nicola, they're not treating her well, they don't want them to be together. My question is, why?
Mm.
What has happened that they would be that against Brooklyn marrying a billionaire heiress from the US? Yeah. Like, what's happened? They must genuinely believe there's something not right there.
Yeah.
You would think, if we were to believe that they're good parents who love their son, which they have painted a picture of that. But I think that's what the statement's trying to put holes in. And what really seems to come across in this, like, one of the big parts that I was shocked to read was him talking about Brand Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
And for being in the industry for so long, that term is kind of a derogatory term in a way, as in, over the years, there's been rumors of, like, marital issues. Whenever the kind of affair stuff came out about Rebecca Luce, people would always kind of use the term that, well, Brand Beckham has to withstand this. You know, when Victoria was losing money in her business, it was like Brand Beckham to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
For their son to actually say that Brand Beckham basically matters more than family,
mm-hmm.
that had to be a knife in, like, the stomach to them.
And that they basically, they're like, they measure love based on how much you posted on social media. Like, that is, it's really bad.
Didn't talk about in general today, but I forgot this section. During the wedding planning, my mom went so far as to call me evil because Nicola and I chose to include my nanny Sandra.
Poor nanny Sandra.
And Nicola's nanny at our table because they both didn't have their husbands.
I know, that's so sad.
I know, it is sad. But, like, evil. Like, I mean, the thing that I find so difficult about this is just the level of dirt in the laundry he is airing. Like, it's such specific things, which really reminds me of Harry. Like, do you remember that chapter where he's like, William broke my necklace? Remember, it's like, do we need to know the minute details of your fights? But he,
and didn't he say they had, like, a full-on punch-up? Like,
yeah, it's like, it's so, but, like, you can never take this stuff back.
Yeah.
Also, just saying as well, like, that his brothers were sent to attack me. Maybe your brothers are pissed off too, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's a lot of my mom is doing all, and it's
very, and that's kind of the statement is very much like, it's my mom is the main
issue.
It just
reminds me of The Crown being like, mummy.
But, like, David isn't really mentioned in it.
No.
Like, he does say my parents, but he never at any point says my father.
Only about the 50th, which we'll get into now. But the other thing I think that I'm finding hard with this is, and I was saying this to you earlier, but, like, with Harry too, like, there's a part in Spare where he talks about his room in Balmoral being smaller than Prince William's. And it's literally like, your room in your second palace is a bit small. Like, it's very hard for me. He's giving
like
out
boohoo.
Like, he's giving out about Brand Beckham, right? And saying that it matters the most and that they had to pose for photos and that no matter what was going on, they had to pretend they were all happy. But being that brand and pretending to be that brand is how Brooklyn has money. It's how Brooklyn has nice life. It's how he met Nicola and is now in a, you know, with a billionaire. So there's a little bit of spoiled brat in it. And I know
it's a little bit like, Kim, there's people that are dying.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Like, there's bigger fish
to
fry.
But you remember when Meghan gave that interview where she was like, thank you for asking me, I'm okay. But they were like in Africa, like they were meant to be like showing and highlighting like poverty over there. And she was like, I've just had a bit of a tough time. It's like, there's, I don't know. I do find it hard. I get what he's saying, but there's a part of me flipping it going, but did Brand Beckham give you everything that you have? Which is the same with Harry. Yeah. You know, it's like, yes, he was, you know, built into this life. And like, I know you were saying before that, like, he was, you know, massively like put in the wedding when they got married.
Yeah.
He was kind of commodified in the womb and all that sort of stuff. I get that. But was it that bad?
Yeah, as in, like, he's essentially saying he didn't ask to be born as a Beckham.
Yeah, but where would you be now? You wouldn't be making your shit videos on TikTok, your shit food videos. They're shy, Kendrick. They're shy. Do you think they're good? Do you think they're good?
I don't really watch them, to be
honest. It's literally like,
he kind of gives me the ick.
Throw a bit of butter on your
chicken. Since his failed photography venture photo.
But like,
he took a photo of an elephant and was like, wow, so hard to photograph, but stunning to see. And it's literally just like a silhouette of an elephant.
But imagine a normal lad not with this lifestyle that wants to be a photographer. He'd probably be working as a waiter in a restaurant.
Yeah. And so he, like, certainly wouldn't have Nicola Peltz, a billionaire heiress, as
sitting
a
on his
life.
Lap. So yeah, it's not that I'm saying what he's saying isn't honest and true or how he feels, but it is a little hard sometimes.
It is a little bit like
massively destroying his relationship with his parents, and like, I have to dissect it because, like, it's crazy. Yeah. But the one part I think that we've had the most interactions on. I know you might read through some of the comments we got on our Goss stories, but the fact that he said in front of our 500 guests, Mark Anthony called me to the stage, wherein the schedule was planned to be my romantic dance with my wife. My mum was waiting to dance with me instead. She danced very inappropriately on me in front of everyone. I've never felt more uncomfortable or humiliated in my entire life. We like, need to see the footage of this dance.
We need context, because there's many different ways that you can inappropriately dance. As upon in like, someone. Was she twerking on him?
Slut dropping.
Was she slut dropping?
Was there a tango?
Was she macaraneing?
I can like imagine him like, standing still and her just like being all over him with her hands or something. Which is how he's like making out, yeah, is what happened there. He's then saying, because obviously one of the stuff, and we'll go through kind of all the press coverage, but one of the big stories that had come out about them in the last while was that they renewed their vows and David and Victoria weren't there. But in this, he says, we wanted to renew our vows so we could create new memories of our wedding, not anxiety and embarrassment from the last wedding. I'm like, you're multi-millionaire wedding. Yeah. Poor you. This is the thing. I'm like, but we were saying as well that like there was obviously reports that Nicola ran away crying.
Yeah.
When the first dance was like ruined by Victoria.
Yeah.
But again, is that something that would just happen with a normal mother-in-law? Kind of like, oh, well, I want my moment. Like maybe she didn't know it was scheduled. Like,
have you ever come across those videos where like a mother-in-law will like spoil a gender reveal and stuff?
No.
On TikTok. Yeah. Like it is definitely.
Mothers-in-laws really freak me out, like, or mom-in-laws, they do scare me, especially yeah, I mean, Irish like, ones, because like back mommy to,
remember
boys
that that movie Monster-in-Law
with Jennifer Lopez
one, yeah. Who is actually used to be married to Mark Anthony, well, funnily enough.
I need to give him a call. Someone needs to get an interview with him ASAP.
We need the footage.
What
though
was the song? Was it like take it to the candy shop? Like, I want to know what song that was sexual. Song? Like, what made it the sexual, inappropriate dance? Not that he said sexual, but, like, that's what he's inferring there.
And did you see, like, what she wore to that wedding? It was, like, a real slinky, like, skin-tight night dress, yeah, essentially.
But, yeah, sorry, the last part of this, I suppose, that's important, and we will start going into the full feud over the years, is that the only time he really mentions Sir David, because he's a sir now, knighted, he said, despite all the disrespect based on everything going on, we still travelled to London for my dad's birthday. Now, keep in mind, all the coverage at the time for his like 75, 50th parties was that Nicola and Brooklyn did not show up.
Yeah.
He said, we were rejected for a week as we waited in our hotel room, probably in the nicest hotel in the UK. Yeah. He refused all of our attempts. He refused, not Victoria, unless it was at his big birthday party with hundreds of guests and cameras at every corner. When he finally agreed to see me, he was under the condition that Nicola was not invited. It was a slap in the face. Then I remember after that there was reports that the Beckhams were in US. And again, the reports that we saw were that Brooklyn and Nicola refused to meet them. He says, when my family traveled to LA, they refused to see me at all. What I'm getting from this is that possibly there was still a relationship with David, Victoria and Brooklyn, but they just didn't want one with Nicola. Like, yeah, it does kind of read that they were going to see him and they were going to let him be there. Mm-hmm. But for intimate family moments, they didn't want Nicola there.
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't sound like they were like, we're abandoning you, Brooklyn. It's like, we don't like her, but you can be there. Or if there's loads of people there, Nicola can come to that. Yeah.
But so he's like, obviously just so obsessed with Nicola.
Obsessed
like,
with
he
her.
Would never.
He took her second name. Yeah, it's Brooklyn like, Peltz Beckham. But like, this is what's really missing from this. Like, there's no accountability of like, to be fair, you know, Nicola and mom had a fight or da da da. It's all like, poor me, which I always feel with Meghan and Harry too. There's no like, Joe, and I did make Kate Middleton cry. Or like, there was an awkward conversation. Yeah. Or all those bullying claims. I actually did snap at a staff member. It's always like, what? I never. And so that's what annoys me about this. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of ends it by saying that the narrative that my wife controls me is completely backwards. And then your favorite part.
I mean, like, so he basically said, we've gone out of our way for years to show up and support at every fashion show, every party and every press activity to show our perfect family, in quotations. But the one time my wife asked for my mum's support to save displaced dogs during the LA fires, my mum refused. He's basically like, and she hates dogs.
But like, how would the mum, how would Victoria have saved dogs when she lives in London?
I don't know. Maybe they asked her to the Cotswolds.
Maybe she asked to share a post.
Yeah, to share a post or something. But I just thought it was so funny. Like, he just ripped them to shreds and then was like, and she hates animals.
But it's literally like saying like, and one time she didn't give me the last Rolo. It's a bit like, yeah. Does this part need to be added in? It's like,
it was just kind of a random worse, sentence.
It was a really random.
Yeah.
But sorry, do you not think Nicola was involved in this statement in some way?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Know? And he's obviously making it seem like she's not, but also keep in mind, as a billionaire heiress, they have like massive access to crisis management and PRs. I would say this has been looked over.
Yeah. I'd say it's been looked over times. By multiple. It's probably been sitting in his drafts for a long time, I'd say.
The other big takeaway from this, which I think we should start off with, has to do with the wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, again, when we go back to the wedding, right, which was 2022, they had met in 2017 in Coachella.
At Coachella, where all good love stories start.
But when the wedding started being planned, first of all, her and her dad fired two wedding planners.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the press. This is why I'm a little bit, you know, I'm not buying the whole David and Victoria have done all of this. Like, there were reports very early on that Nicola was being a difficult bride. And as we said, a lot of brides get stressed. It's not that she's a bad person, but texts were released between her and the wedding planners, and they were very funny.
Yeah, it basically, somehow like Lewis Hamilton actually got dragged into it because around the time of the lawsuit. So basically what happened was Nicola's dad sued their second wedding planner because he had paid them like $150,000 deposit.
Deposit, like, and it's so much money.
They never got it back or something, even though they didn't use them in the end or whatever. And anyway, around the time of the lawsuit, text messages between Nicola and the wedding planners were leaked. And Lewis Hamilton was named in them, where she was basically saying, oh, Lewis hasn't even RSVP'd, but he's down on the list. She was kind of giving out to them about that. So poor old Lewis got dragged into the drama.
But like all the messages back and forth, you could see it was difficult. And you could see as well that the dad was taking no shit too. So I would say, you know, Victoria and David are very much like this royal, regal UK family, but like they are like fucking Dallas over there. Like they, I mean, her dad, like he's a massive tycoon.
So he so obviously Nicola was known as an actress. She was in a few things.
She's obviously the skipped biggest, that career now.
The biggest one, I think she's still doing it though.
Is she?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her.
But the biggest thing was she was in Transformers Age of Extinction.
With Jack Rayner.
With Jack Rayner. I don't think it was
the biggest. Can give it a miss.
I don't think it won any Oscars.
She was gorgeous in it though. She was blonde back then. She looked amazing.
Yeah, she was definitely like pegged as like the new Megan Fox type thing.
That's when she kind of blew up a bit.
But then, you know, if you dug into her a little bit deeper, she's the daughter of Nelson Peltz. He's a billionaire investor. He is the chair of Wendy's. So that kind of gives you an idea of
this
his insane
wealth.
This just
makes me want Wendy's because we've mentioned this already.
I know. I'd love a burger and fries.
Fly over to NYC.
So yeah, they're a very extremely wealthy, very tight-knit family. Like if you just one look at her Instagram, she is like really, really close with her family.
Yeah. Which is what's made all these rumors really difficult, I think, because they're very clearly not spending time with the Beckhams, but like over Christmas, Nicola and Brooklyn were like, oh, I'm with their nana and I'm with the family. I think that's what's made it a bit more uncomfortable.
I definitely think, so obviously like the feud stems back to their wedding, which was in 2022. It was held at Nicola's family's estate in Palm Beach in Florida.
They have an estate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that says it all. But I think it comes down to there was definitely a power struggle between the Peltzes and the Beckhams. Because obviously, the Beckhams are the Beckhams. Like, everyone knows them.
It's so and like I think, the royal family drama.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually the royals versus, like, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Peltzes are obviously, like, billionaires, you know, real, like you said, Dallas over in America.
I'm pretty sure I've seen a photo of him in a cowboy hat. I'm honest, not Brooklyn, but like her dad. I'm honestly nearly sure.
Did you ever watch Dallas? It was actually good.
No, but I know how it ends. It's kind of ruined it for me.
But yeah, so I think there was definitely a power struggle there.
And the first big thing that came out aside from the text was all about the wedding dress though.
Yes.
So when they got engaged, I don't know, did Victoria say it? Someone in the family came out and said that she was making the wedding dress.
Yeah.
Now I'd say Nicola had very little in that choice. I'd say Victoria was like, you'll wear Victoria Beckham. And she was like, okay.
So yeah, she was expected to wear Victoria Beckham. And then on the actual day, she ended up wearing a Valentino gown.
And she looked amazing.
She looked amazing. The dress was fab. But everyone was kind of like, why didn't she wear Victoria Beckham? And the whole kind of notion was that she refused to
wear
it.
There was full blown reports saying she like last minute, and poor Victoria, like she decided I'm not wearing it.
Now, obviously in Brooklyn's statement, he said that it was actually Victoria who cancelled making
the dress
in the 11th. Was it the 11th hour?
Yeah. 11th hour.
In the 11th hour, which doesn't really make sense, because in their Vogue profile on their wedding, they said that the Valentino dress was a year in the making.
Yeah, so was there a plan to wear multiple dresses?
Maybe it was her second dress. It was a pretty fancy second
dress.
Pretty
fancy second dress name. Like, or she knew deep down something was going to happen. This is why it's hard to know, do we accept everything he has said is absolute the truth verbatim? Also,
you know,
Kendra has
you know
a theory.
What's so weird also is that literally right around the time that Brooklyn posted this statement, Valentino died.
I know. I'm like, the like, NDA is long gone.
What, like, isn't that such a weird coincidence?
No, it is. Like, I feel like it was in his notes up until he died. Because, like, clearly they're saying that they wanted a Victoria Beckham dress instead of a Valentino.
Yeah.
And also, Valentino so can't come out now and be like, that's not true. You know? Because he's dead.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. It's very sad. But, like,
his
it
NDA
is.
Is over.
It is a weird. I mean, it was literally within the hour.
Yeah.
He was like, actually.
So
saved
strange.
In the notes. But, you know.
We're
like,
not saying, like.
You know, when you want to send a big message to, like, a guy or a family member and, like, you don't send it, you just keep it for yourself. It gives me that vibe.
Do you ever go into your notes app and you have like these crazy like written out things and then like a shopping list?
Eggs. Yeah. Tissue. And it's like, you ruined my life.
Yeah. Who the fuck?
Do you know what you did to me? No, sometimes, I used to years and years ago put them in email drafts and not send them. And sometimes
that's dangerous. You could accidentally send it.
But also sometimes I need to find something in my drafts. And then I
you
find
come across
it,
you're like,
I'm like, oh God, I should have definitely gone somewhere. I had serious mental health issues. But yeah, it does give me that vibe that he was holding on to this.
Yeah.
But I do think things piped up a little bit in the last couple of months. But let's go back to the, I suppose, the friction after the wedding, because after the wedding things did seem to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
And keep
remember,
in mind that Beckham documentary on Netflix came out in 2023 October, which means the year of the wedding, in and around the wedding, that documentary was filmed. And there's no signs
it was the year
of that.
After. Yeah.
Well, it came out the year after, which means it was filmed.
Yeah.
During that time.
I actually never really properly thought about that. It's
October
weird.
2023. They definitely filmed at the end of 2022 at the least. So maybe the wedding had just happened.
Yeah.
But there's not a sniff in that
no
documentary. That there's drama. And I always had an issue with that documentary. It is good and I find it interesting. But because they were exec producers, there was a lot of moments I didn't like not talking about Rebecca Luce. Mm. Like the two of them dancing around the kitchen and Life Is So Fab, which obviously is what Brooklyn's hitting at. There was a lot of ringing of untruths I felt in it and
very much
trying to paint a picture.
Produced. And sure, the director is like their mate.
I would have just respected them a bit more if he'd been like, you know what, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Everyone know, not even name Rebecca, but go, I look, everyone knows it was really, really hard. Da da da. Or to be like, look, we've just had a wedding. I know there was rumors, but like I just thought it was weird that it was completely skipped past. And then they had the Netflix premiere. And for anyone who's looking to see some of the footage from over the years, there is a video kind of going viral again. It's on the Daily Mail as well. Of them posing for a photo in front of the Netflix sign, and Victoria is just like straight into her little pose. She's known for doing this like hand in her pocket pose. Anyone I know that's met her, she like barely moves. She'll just be like, take a photo like this. But anyway, Nicola's being like fully dragged. Did you watch it since I said it to you?
Yeah.
Like dragged in by Brooklyn.
And her face is
her
like,
eyes are like shoot me in the face. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. And in his statement, he's saying that no matter like all the issues, they were still showing up to everything. But that's quite early on for things to have been that bad that she was like not wanting to be at that premiere.
Yeah, and like it kind of goes back to what he said in the statement. Like it was very much brand Beckham. They like kind of made it seem like they were this perfect family, and he's basically saying that it was bullshit.
Like, is
this
any
whole time.
Family perfect? That's like saying like, oh, that couple that posted a lovely photo together, they had a fight 2 days ago. It's like some of it's a bit like, well, yeah, obviously,
yeah,
of course they're not perfect.
I actually used to get a little bit icked out by their posts. Like they
I
were
do.
Very like, look at us, we're
like,
so
we're so great.
Perfect.
It's like you had an affair,
yeah, like allegedly,
and also
allegedly.
Ah, come on, Rebecca Luce. It's hard to say alleged for that one anymore,
but allegedly.
But like also, you know, there was really viral things that happened when he initially tried to go for the knighthood. There was released emails about him slamming
Catherine Jenkins
that Welsh operatic singer for getting an MBA before him. And I feel sorry for them. I'd say the two of them are like,
is it OBE?
OBE, someone, one is an MBE, is it? No, maybe it is OBE.
I think MBE is like when you get a master's.
That's MBA. Oh. Maybe I'm confusing the two. He's a lord.
He's a knight.
He's a lord and Victoria is a lady now. Yes. She's Lady Victoria.
No, he's a sir.
He's a sir. Is he not a lord?
Sir David Beckham. OBE.
Apologies, yeah. Mr. Beckham.
Sorry, King Charles.
Not that we need to say any of this shite because we're Irish. That's fine. Yeah. David.
We're like, fuck the Brits.
Come on, Dave. It's like, why are
someone
we
get kneecap in here?
Someone get kneecap in here. They'd be like, fuck them. But yeah, I think I feel bad for them in the way that I'd say they felt they were at the end of this journey because he got his knighthood. She's had a second Netflix documentary. So he got one, she got one. She's been everyone's flavor of the month lady. Like, even in her documentary, having Anna Wintour on it being like, she's amazing. Mm. Like, we doubted her. I feel like she was getting this full circle moment. And then, boom, Valentino dies and it's all out. But I do.
It all
think,
went tits up once he died.
I do agree with what he's saying that the image is a very. I mean, everyone who works in the industry is aware of that, though. That like brand
that it's fake.
Beckham. I mean, it's one of the original WAG sort of brands. I mean, like as in they have made a commercial entity out of their name, basically. Since the day they got engaged, since their wedding photos and their Irish wedding here, remember
that? In Luttrell's Town Luttrell's Castle.
And there their horrible purple.
Yeah.
No,
what was that?
But like they were style icons. Like I know myself just because I used to work in the mail, like, you know, like she'd be messaging being like, I'm going to be outside Harrods at 10 o'clock. Like she knows what she was doing.
Yeah.
So Brooklyn, I think they've always honest with that.
They've always known that they're better together.
Yeah.
It's the same as like, this might be a stupid example, but like, you know, Love Island, they're always kind of told to stay together for at least
six months
after the show because they are better as a duo.
Brand. Yeah, for sure. But even we're bringing people over for the Gossies, I'm like, I want a Love Island couple.
Yeah, you want a couple.
So it does bring in more money.
Yeah.
And we've heard this from some of the male Islanders that were like, when they come out, if they're single, they get like barely any work.
Yeah.
The girls are getting all these deals. It like matters to them. So like, I do agree. I think Victoria and David have both helped each other out at different points of their career. So Brooklyn saying that, yes, it's true. I just don't know if I necessarily feel like that's something he should have said.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, my parents make it look like they're great. But sure, loads of people, like, who's going to go on Instagram and be like, me and David fucking fought today.
Sick, had a huge fight with my dad. Fuck my dad.
But so what do you think, in your opinion, in the last few months has changed that's like really kicked things off? Do you think it was the Paris Fashion Week thing?
It was basically when people kind of started noticing something was up was last March when Brooklyn and Nicola weren't at Victoria's Paris Fashion Week show. People were kind of like, that's a bit weird because like I said before, like the whole wedding stuff that kind of blew up back in 2022, but then it kind of simmered down and they were at events together at all and they were doing the whole brand Beckham thing, posing together on social media all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then May last year, 2025, Brooklyn and Nicola were absent from David's 5,000 different 50th birthday parties.
Every celebrity that ever lived.
So they weren't at
any of them. Wasn't like George Clooney and Tom Cruise at one of them?
Oh yeah, like loads of people.
It was mad.
Except his own son.
Wow.
So they weren't at that. So that's when things really kicked off. And then their like reports started coming out in the press that they had refused to go.
And reports were coming out then, I think, which is what he's referring to, that Nicola was the controlling force behind what was going on. And that like poor Victoria, she's very upset. Yeah. She's just a loving mother. They did very much paint it that she was the problem.
And then around this time as well, Romeo was seeing this girl called Kim Turnbull.
We left that part out of the statement where he basically said that his mom has like forced women from his past
into their lives.
Do you think it was about this?
Who I assume was about this Kim girl. So she, Romeo started dating her. Now they've since broken up,
which is weird on its own. Victoria didn't make them date each other. Like, come on.
And then loads of people started basically connecting the dots that it was Brooklyn's ex.
Yeah.
And that kind of stirred up loads of drama as well. And then that summer then, Brooklyn apparently, and this kind of comes back to something we'll talk about in a little while, but Brooklyn apparently hired lawyers and sent his parents a legal letter basically saying, look, I only want to talk through lawyers now. Mentioning me on social media, etc., etc. And then...
Isn't that so sad, though?
Yeah.
Like, can't even say happy birthday to me on Instagram based or I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And sorry, around that time, though, right, isn't that when Cruise came out?
No.
It was after
that. So that was a few months later. So that... That kind of wasn't really reported in the press until December, but okay. he actually did send the legal letter last summer.
Okay.
So then August 2025, Brooklyn and Nicola renewed their wedding vows over in America, and none of the Beckhams were there, which is obviously
even his own brothers and his little 14-year-old sister. It's so sad.
And obviously in his statement as well, he pretty much said that they did that because their original wedding was such an awful experience for them. Their $30 million
crying
wedding.
Crying in their bundles of cash.
Yeah. What would Valentino say?
Yeah,
huh?
What would he say now, honestly? It is hard to feel immensely sorry for them.
So yeah, they were obviously not there. And then October came. Victoria's Netflix series was released in October. Everyone was obviously waiting with bated breath if they were going to be in it, if she was going to reference anything. As they always do, she didn't say a fucking thing.
And Brooklyn
it.
Wasn't in it.
Yeah, and it was all just about her fashion, which is
grand. And again, they were all around the kitchen.
But I was like, where's the real tea?
Yeah,
you know?
Where's the tea?
And then December came and Brooklyn... So what happened was people basically noticed that David and Victoria were no longer following Brooklyn. And then it was...
I love how people spot these things. Like, are they refreshing their followers every day?
And basically, it was reported by the press then that David and Victoria had basically unfollowed Brooklyn. And then Cruz posted a screenshot of an article about it on his stories. And he was like, no, this isn't true. It was actually Brooklyn who blocked them and me.
It is weird to block the siblings also.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like there's a little bit of paranoia coming in. It's like, okay, be angry with your parents, but do you genuinely think your 14-year-old sister is out to get you?
So apparently the reason he blocked them is because that legal letter he had sent last summer was basically saying, like, don't contact me on social media. I don't want anything. And what the straw that broke the camel's back was that Victoria had liked a post he had shared of him making a roast chicken. So it's all about the roast chicken video.
And it reminds me so much about Meghan being like, I was making a roast chicken. And Harry, I think when Harry proposed, whenever there's a roast chicken involved, trouble is ahead.
Trouble is ahead. So he was obviously...
Didn't even comment.
Yeah. He's basically like treating her like a former flame, like someone who you went on a date with like 3 years ago or something, but like nothing ever happened, but they still like your story.
Yeah,
you know.
Would you block them?
No,
that's what I'm saying. That even for someone like that, it's too
intense.
Yeah,
it's just like
do it to your own mom.
I know.
And
it's
be fair
crazy.
Enough if she'd commented being like, "Lovely chicken, love. See you next Sunday." But she just like liked it.
It's so bizarre.
To me, you block everyone after that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's definitely things that we obviously don't know.
It's a very one-sided statement. And I still stand by the fact that there's no explanation as to why he's making it sound so random. They just randomly hate Nicola. Like, they randomly want nothing to do with her. It's like, why though?
Why?
What happened? Mm. What was said? What's the behavior been? And I think, you know, Nicola and Victoria are probably both similar sort of women. In that they like rule their little roost, and they're both probably have very strong opinions. So they obviously just have butt heads. And I think for David not allowing them to be around the intimate 50th stuff, I would say, like Brooklyn is doing for Nicola, I'd say David's just trying to protect his wife. And is like, Victoria's very upset. Your wife isn't nice to your mother, so I don't want her around all the time. So like, there's a chance that this is coming from a good place from David.
Yeah.
But Brooklyn is seeing it as, you want me to be unhappy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all very strange. I don't see them actually responding to it directly.
No.
I don't see it. I would see Brooklyn doing it. I think he'll do like a proper sit-down interview about it.
Yeah. I think Oprah is on to him this morning. Oprah is knocking in. She's like arrived with a basket of muffins. She's like, Brooklyn, hey, Meghan gave me your address. Me and Meg's are besties.
You can actually film it at Meghan and Harry's Montecito
Mansion. No, honestly, they should be like, look, I'll get you that Netflix Christmas special next year. You can make a roast chicken then. Do you know, like, what's
He's
it called?
He's like, I just want to make my roast
Love
chicken.
Meghan or... What was it called? Love Meghan?
Oh, who cares? Anyway, it's trash.
But like Brooklyn, she might be like, look, give one of those. I think Oprah would be a really good one. Because obviously when Harry did his little press tour of Poor Me, he did like Good Morning America. He did BBC, he did ITV. Yeah. But the biggest thing they did was the Oprah interview.
Yeah.
Imagine Brooklyn and Nicola
but like they got
in
absolutely
garden.
Rinsed for that. Like,
do
you
they care
think?
Though? I think Brooklyn would like it be like, it's my moment.
Yeah.
Who else would you see him do a big chat with? Do you remember back in the day,
I don't
Piers
know.
Morgan used to do those big chats? He did that with Cheryl one. And
well, he's
were
just had a hip replacement.
Yeah, it's
he's
not
going to
be him. But Oprah, I feel like she'd have the good responses. She'd be like,
yeah, I don't know. I think he'll definitely.
It's not Stephen Bartlett. I hate his podcast now after the recent stuff.
I know.
It's so bad. He's gone so downhill. It'd be really annoying if you did that. But I think every man and woman on the planet with a podcast has messaged him today.
I'd say so. And I think it's really interesting as well, because it kind of really reminds me of the whole Agatha Christie situation. Because remember when she posted that statement,
the whole world dropped.
And it's literally the same thing. Like my timeline last night when the statement dropped was all reactions.
I loved some of the reactions. So Eric Roberts did a really good funny video. Maureen O'Connell. Like everyone was just like,
jumping on it. But like I said, with the whole Agatha Christie thing, it was because, like, obviously all the lads fucking love Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
But then all the girls know Colleen Rooney as the, you know, she's the ultimate wag.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, all the lads would know David Beckham.
Yeah.
And then we would know Victoria. You know, we obviously...
And everyone
I remember
David.
Seeing Brooklyn as a baby in their wedding photos. There is such a...
It makes you feel incredibly old.
Incredibly old. There is such a, like, interest in them
as
a family.
He's also only such a little baba. Like, he's very young. Is he 27 now?
He's 26.
26. Yeah. Like, it's very young. Like, I don't know if he knows what he's thinking. Do you know what I mean? No. He met Nicola when he was 21.
Yeah.
Very, very, very young to get that serious with someone. And to then rip yourself away from your whole family because of them. I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. I'm not saying that David and Victoria are lovely people. I mean, I do think there's a lot of truth in what he's saying. But there's three sides to every story. Their side, the other side, and the truth. And I don't
see them releasing a big statement themselves. But David was... at an event literally hours after the statement was posted, some like conferencing in like Switzerland
really
or something.
It's like a huge
he was obviously
conference.
Booked for it and like had to go, but he was obviously like walking through this event, and I think a Sky News reporter
was
like, oh,
are you appalled that it's out anything? In the public now? He was saying loads of things.
Like, do you have anything to say to Brooklyn? And he just kind of ignored him, obviously. He was heckled. But an interview that he did with like CNBC or something, in some financial show, was released today. Now, I don't know if it was a pre-record, but it was very timely what he had said in the interview, because he was basically talking about social media and how the younger generation can like make mistakes when it comes to posting on social media. So
isn't it an interesting move also that it was stories and not a grit?
Yeah.
It doesn't live there. It's living in the press, which is what he's giving out about in his statement, which is again what always bothers me about Harry and Meghan, when they're like, we don't want press invasion, but here's a sit-down interview with the press.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. And here's me airing all my dirty laundry.
And I think the whole point of his statement too is that his parents as a brand sweep things under the rug and don't want the laundry aired. So to go against that, it's just But yeah, I don't see a big interview or statement from David and Victoria. I wouldn't be surprised if David did like a little handwritten note, like from Sir David.
Yeah.
Basically saying like, you know, I do what I need to do to protect my wife and protect my family. I'm saddened by Brooklyn's view on the situation. But, you know, we still love our Brooklyn. And signed Sir David.
Do you think they're having dinner with Meghan and Harry now?
Oh, yeah. They've been seen together at events. There was, I can't remember which one it was, but there was some party they were all at. And there was a report afterwards that they, like, had got on and were chatting about it.
It's essentially like Megxit.
Yeah. Brexit. Brooklyn exit would be literally Brexit. So I think it's Brexit from...
It's the name of the app.
Although we need like a Beckham exit. Like, you know, bend it like Beckham.
Bexit?
Bend it like Beckham.
Bexit.
Feck it like Beckham. End it like Beckham. End it like Beckham. That could work too. Brexit. Brexit. This makes me.
I like Brooksit. I think that sounds
Brooksit.
Good.
Brooksit. It reminds me of Brookside. Yeah. Did you ever watch Brookside back in the day?
No.
In Brookside. It was like a Scouser Emmerdale. Oh. Never seen it? Brookside. So look it up after. It just really reminds you of
Brookside.
Brookside. No, a lot of people came from that show. Have a look at it. It was like the home and away of the South. You know, one of my favorite statements ever that I still can't cope with when I look back on is, do you remember after Dominic West had his little romantic tryst with Lily James,
weren't they on like a scooter?
He looked like her dad, just
so
scooting around
such
with her.
A time,
but he came back to like his massive another man in a mansion in Limerick, and he just stood at the front
no,
of the gates.
No, they were in the UK.
Oh, they're UK.
He was in
cottage.
Like the Cotswolds.
Sorry,
or something.
Again in the Cotswolds. But I remember they came down in like these big coats and stood at the gate as all the press were standing there, and handed the press a written letter, which basically was like, "We're fine, thank you. Goodbye." So I feel like we could see
very
a moment,
dignified to be
was very dignified. We're not gonna see like a notes app upload from Victoria Beckham.
It's not their style.
I do think David might speak. I really don't think Victoria would ever say a thing, because now it's become Nicola versus Victoria. I think David might say something like, I'm protecting my family. The kids might say something, because I think Cruz... Yeah,
Cruz is definitely a bit unhinged tonight.
And I'd say Harper is genuinely devastated. So, like, I don't know. I wouldn't surprise me if there's a comment reply
I'd
somewhere.
I'd love to know, is he still even talking to Harper at all?
Yeah, because they were really close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently he's still speaking to his grandparents, Sandra. Oh, right. Granny Sandra.
Granny Sandra. Yeah, I don't know. It makes me sad and uncomfortable. I mean, obviously from an entertainment point of view, I know we're all like, oh my God.
And you know what Irish people love is a good family feud. We love it.
Like The Field. Yeah. The Field original. Yeah. You know what I mean? You want to know what's going on in the locals. But this is why soap operas, the psychological reason soap operas work so well, is because you think it's like cats later down the road. Like, as if you know her.
Yeah.
So if she has an affair or she gets pregnant, it's like, oh my God, cat. Yeah.
Now,
so
they're like, hardly cats later down the road.
But I do think people think they know celebrities, so it's like they're in their local. I'd say every pub in Ireland tonight is going to be talking about.
Oh, she like people even commenting under posts that we would like under our articles and stuff. They're like, "Jesus, it's terrible, Brooklyn. Please ring your mom." Like, you know, as if they're personally reading.
I know. We always get that being like, "Well done, congrats." I'm like, this isn't their account,
it's not their page.
But we do know now, and I've always said this, that like I've met so many like the biggest A-listers in the world. And everyone always just thinks they don't care about comments, but they read everything. I've had so many massive people be like, I saw the comments in the Daily Mail, or I saw the Twitter. And like you can see with Prince Harry, he has read loads of comments. So like people do read it. Maybe Brooklyn is like, thanks, Goss. Thanks for that.
Do you know what?
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Miriam from Galway 56. That's brilliant. You never know. But we put up obviously a little questionnaire on the stories about how people felt about it. And I thought it was interesting because I think the tide has changed a little bit. I think everyone's been like, poor Victoria. And now I'm seeing a little bit more of, go on, you go thing. Yeah. Stand up to your dad.
There was a few interesting reactions. So someone said, we put this on our Instagram story after the statement was shared, just to get people's reaction. So someone said, I could see Posh acting like that, but very surprised at David. But then again, he lets it happen. So, and then another one said, privileged, spoiled brat. Sounds very similar to Harry and Meghan drama. Agreed.
I wrote that. I'm joking.
Another person said, how marriage can change things. Very true. Another person said, to be fair, good on him. He was born into Bran Beckham and he needs to live his best life.
The marriage comment is really interesting because I do feel, especially the eldest in the family, when they leave, it's very hard for the parents because it's like the first child. But I do think elder siblings, especially when they're younger siblings, they do have this need to create their own family. They basically help rear the kids, you know, like when they're the eldest, and they want to go off and have their
own
wife.
They've paved the way, kind of thing.
And they want their own little life. And I do think maybe that has caused friction, that he's been like, okay, I'm going to live in America now with my new wife, who, like, I'm going to put her before you, mom. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it did cause... I mean, this thing, in a way, it's a very basic feud, because I feel like families go through this all the time. Yeah. So look at all the peachy stuff as well. Mm. Like, the Ramses. Is it just normal that people can fall out over a new woman coming into someone's life?
Yeah, and I think maybe that's why this has gotten so much attention, because people kind of can relate to it. Obviously they are completely unrelatable people, but like the situation,
crying into his cash on the wedding day. Yeah. Don't know
the situation people can relate to, and it just shows that money doesn't always buy you happiness.
No. Do you think Brooklyn will regret the statement?
He's 26. Can we just remember?
He's a young pup.
He's definitely going to get into his 30s and be like, maybe I jumped the gun.
The thing I just find really hard about him and Harry's statements and the things they've said, it's not a generic, like, they've been really difficult with Nicola and I found it really hard. The fact that there's such specific information, that will never be taken back. And I feel like ever since Harry and Meghan did their stuff, every interview, every event, it is going to be mentioned somewhere. So that's it for life with the Beckhams. They're constantly going to be asked, you talking to Nicola? You talking to Brooklyn? Have you unblocked? Blah, blah. Like, it's a horrible thing to put yourself. I know he probably in his mind sees it as everyone in the world is talking about it, I need to get it straight. And I do find that really interesting, because I think most celebrities believe that we all believe what's in the press. I don't think that's true. I think people make their own minds up. Maybe the odd person was like, Nicola's probably a bit difficult, but I'm sure people also were like, well, maybe not, maybe the feud's not even real. And now he's the one coming out going like, it is real, it's terrible.
I think most people are old enough and bold enough to question things about,
but
whether,
I think some
of
these celebrities think the whole world is the media and TikTok videos, and if they don't set the record straight, like, I think he could have kept his mouth shut, to be honest.
I certainly hope he's not taking advice from Harry and Meghan, because they are the last people you should take advice from. They have done basically everything.
Nicola was definitely part of the statement. There's just 100%. No way, especially because of that dog line in there. So what are your predictions then? You think no statement from Victoria and David?
No.
Any
I
more
don't
from Brooklyn?
Think so.
An interview, you think? Sit down.
I think a sit down interview. Coming? God, you never
ending
know.
Like Beckham by Brooklyn.
It'll probably
by
be
Brooklyn Pelts.
It'll probably be a
freaking recipe
book. Do you know
what?
He'll
remove Beckham off his Instagram now. It'll be Brooklyn Pelts.
Brooklyn Pelts. He would totally
he
do
would
that
so
as well,
do
wouldn't
that.
He?
Is little she freak. Nicola Pelts Beckham?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So, would she, you like.
No.
I think that's so weird.
So weird. It's
like,
so weird.
Who does that?
Al Becker coming soon.
Alan Becker Cleary.
Alan Becker Cleary. That's actually kind of a good name. That sounds like a head fund manager. Alan Becker Cleary.
But no, I don't think they're going to say anything. I think they're just going to kind of wait for it to blow over, to be honest.
I'm excited just for more of, I suppose, the interpretation of this and the discussions around this.
The
though.
Memes have been really
yeah,
funny.
The reactions
I'm enjoying.
Have been literally
I'm
within
enjoying
like 10
it.
Seconds, people had stuff. But we put up a really funny video of Catherine Thomas, our fave, who
so
did an amazing
funny.
Dance at the Gossies in 2022.
Yes, 2022. The year they got married. Wow.
Wow. It all it links all. Back in. Victoria saw that video and you know what? I'm going to do that. But I also really foresee an interview with Mark Anthony being like, what happened, Mark?
Oh my God,
you know those
yes.
really serious 60-second yeah. or 60-minute interviews?
I'd say his publicist's phone is ringing.
She's like, 200K
off the hook.
For a sit-down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what song did you play and how heated was the dance? Who has the footage of the dance?
I know. And this is the thing as well. It's probably one of the most highly publicized weddings. Surely someone has a
I'd
fucking
say
video.
Are all banned from it.
Like,
do you know what I could see happening? Kind of like the Blake and Justin stuff is like David being like, well, this is the video of their first dance. And it's Brooklyn being like, come up, mom. You know what I mean? Like, you know those things.
Maybe it was Brooklyn that was dancing inappropriately.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And he's just like, yeah.
He's like doing a magic mic dance. She's like,
but you know, the way that happened a lot with their lawsuit, she'd be like, he spoke inappropriately. And be like, well, here's the full unedited footage.
Yeah.
But no, I'd say the Beckhams, like, that footage is in a vault. They're nowhere near it.
Yeah.
Before we end this episode, I love that we dedicated so much to this and we'll be talking so much more about it on the website and on our socials, so definitely keep an eye on all the goss.ie stuff. But before we go, I wanted to do our hot takes of the week, Kendra's new segment. What's your hot take?
My hot take of the week is that, like I said earlier, money doesn't always buy you happiness.
Wow. Not that we know. Does anyone our age know? We've no proof.
Any houses going?
Any
though.
Houses out there?
But yeah, it kind of proves that, like, even like silly little things like family feuds, people scrapping over weddings, like, it can affect billionaires and it can affect people that are on the dole.
If anything, so. I think money causes more problems.
Yeah.
Because it does seem to these more elite, and I feel like all the big Netflix shows that have come out the last couple of years, they're all these elite people living these seemingly happy lives, and there's like a murder or an affair. So if anything, I think having money's a bad thing.
I actually saw, like, it was another kind of take as well on the whole Brooklyn thing. Like, do people think he'd be so quick to dump his parents if Nicola wasn't so wealthy?
A billionaire, yeah.
You know?
That's very true. What does he
Worth
do with
noting.
His time? What does she do with
He's
her time?
He's cooking random dishes. Roast chickens, apparently. Roast chickens coming out of his arse.
Honestly, they're not even that good. They're probably pink on the inside. Allegedly, in my opinion. I don't want to be sued.
He's poisoning all the displaced
dogs. We're going to
have a legal
letter now being like, you cannot mention me by name on Instagram. Blocked by Brooklyn Beckham. My hot take, I think, you know, like everyone's doing that whole 2016, 2026 trend.
Yes, yeah. We filmed. Oh, come on.
Sorry.
No, I'm interrupting you.
I will let you see. Sorry, Kendra told me there's a comment on our iTunes that's basically telling me to shut the fuck up and that I constantly, do you know what it is? That I constantly interrupt Kendra. But what it is that me and Kendra are so used to talking to her. I do think I don't mean to interrupt you. It's more that I'm talking with you.
She's kind of like finishing my sentences.
Yeah, it's not like a don't fucking speak thing. But shut up, Kendra. Let me leave this one to you, Kendra. Go on.
Sorry. We filmed a Vox Pop this week asking people about the whole 2016 trend. Should be up this weekend. So it's basically how, like, 2016 was such a year of, like, loads of viral moments, big trends, and how 2026 kind of has 2016 energy in that maybe some of those trends will come back.
I feel like, I mean, my hot take on it is that I think 2016 was kind of shit. Well, and I think there's a lot of people who didn't enjoy it. I just was watching a lot of what was going on. A lot of people that shared stuff, they were like skinnier, they were partying, they were like going through some cool phase, or there was like a cool trend at the time, like makeup, hair, they were living abroad or whatever. But like some people, I think it's okay to look back in 2016 and be like, I actually didn't love that year. Mm. Like definitely for me personally, like all the sex tape stuff happened around that time. So I remember hating that year. And I was trying, I did do the trend because I wanted to jump on mm-hmm. it. Love a good trend. But I was like looking back on photos and I was a bit like, ugh. Like I didn't love that year. Mm. I went so brunette that year. And the reason I did that
you
is
were
because
so brunette. So dark, yeah.
Because I didn't want to look like myself. Like I was not happy. Like mm. I was an unhappy person. And I wanted to look. Yeah, that's why I did it. Yeah, but sure, this video was out there. I was like, I don't want to look like me. You know, like I was really trying to like shield myself a bit. And like, I just remember just being like not happy and definitely gained loads of weight that year. Was drinking all the time. And even when I was looking at the photos of the day, like I posted probably the most photos ever in that year. So a lot of that was Brand Beckham style, trying to be like, I'm happy.
Brand Ali.
Everything's great. And like no one's even in the photos. It's all just very close up selfies being like, ha ha ha, life is good. Because at the time I was trying to pretend nothing bad had happened to like, you know, mislead people that it wasn't true. So like, I don't know, looking back, I was like, Jesus, that was actually not a great year. And then by the end of the year, I started getting a little bit blonde again. So I can kind of see that by the end of that year, you I was starting to come back a little bit. And I also did not know how to wear makeup. Like all of those photos, I have concealer on my lips. So yeah, I didn't love my body. It wasn't in a good place in my mind. Was trying to not be myself almost, but then putting that out on Instagram, which is also very odd. Mm. And then I did so many trips that year. I went skiing, I went to Vegas, I did the Cannes Film Festival. There was a lot of like escaping Ireland that year.
We also had the first Gossies that year.
First Gossies. Mm. That was obviously a highlight, but you know, I was covered in a stress rash from my face to my toes. I had to wear white MAC makeup
You looked like
Morticia Adams. I looked like Morticia Adams. It was, you know, and like I did look so unrecognizable. If you look at that photo now, I never share that photo. When I look back and like when I'm always like, oh, my dress is over the years, I never share that one. Yeah. But again, that was during
I actually didn't go that year.
But again, that was during that time where all that stuff had happened. Yeah. So like I was very like uncomfortable in my own skin and uncomfortable in my own head. Mm-hmm. The Gossies being the first one was amazing though.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'd say that I like about the trend maybe is more from my perspective, I like seeing how far
we've come. Yeah.
Personally and professionally, like obviously we had not a punt in the account back then in the Goss days, and like the brands you work with now, like you can only could have dreamed of it back then, so that's amazing. But I also think as well a lot of people think that like our 20s, which is what most people were in our age range during 2016, was like the best time. But I'm like, I would never go back to my 20s.
Yeah,
like I didn't have a clue, and at the time I thought I did, which is what makes being in your 20s so much worse, because you think you know everything and you're making terrible decisions all the time. But I would say like I feel like I've had a glow up in those 10 years mentally and physically, and I would never go back to my 20s. Like I know it's when I started Goss, and that's great, but like that was also extremely stressful.
I think your 20s are definitely for figuring life out. That's why like I would definitely say to people who are in their 20s and are like, oh God, like I haven't got things figured out and stuff like that.
Good.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah,
like honestly, take this time now to figure things out, make mistakes. It's grand. You know, this is what this
time
is for.
The time to do it, which is why no one wants to go back to the 20s.
Yeah.
Like, I think I said that to you when you were turning 30, that, like, there's this weird thing that happens when you turn 30 where you just get a little bit more comfortable with things as they are. You still have anxiety and stress and all that stuff, but, like, it's different. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a bit of self-acceptance, I suppose.
Yeah.
And you're just
kind of
like...
And I've seen loads of interviews. Actually, I listened to one the other day at Matthew McConaughey, and he said he's 56 or something now. His favorite decade was his 40s. Like, I do think that just with the way the world is now and the openness with mental health and, like, fitness and wellness, I do think the older we're getting, the more in tune we are with ourselves. So like I do think people are more confident with age now. We're all looking better with age compared to before. I just definitely feel a lot more myself. I would say in my 20s I was an absolute mess, and I wouldn't say that's who I am as a person. That's why whenever I hear people and know of people that are married in their 20s, I'm like, oh my God. Like, how can you stay with someone from that
and
time?
And I'm really glad that the narrative has kind of shifted as well, because I think that was probably part of why we were maybe a bit unhappy in our 20s, is because it was so like, oh my God, you have to get married and have kids like now.
Always said 25. Yeah, I wanted to get married.
Same.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. I thought I would have like 4 kids by the time I was 30. Lol.
But, like, I'm 36 now, and I am just about ready for it. I'm like, yeah. Do you know what? It's actually
but that's
massive.
Like completely normal now.
I know.
And you know, like some people are only starting to have children like when they're 40.
Yeah.
Which is like amazing.
But you're right. The 20s is like you feel like you have to sort everything out.
And you feel like time is running out. It's not. You've loads of time.
What would you say to your 2016-year-old self? Because I know that's some of the questions you guys asked.
I would say just everything happens for a reason. You've loads of time. The best is yet to come.
Relax.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Try and relax. But also brace yourself.
Brace yourself as well. I feel like the big thing I've learned in all that time frame is just like what will be, will be. So it's not that like bad things aren't going to happen, because like they definitely did in those 10 years, as you know well. But I'm at a point now where like I do still stress about things, but sometimes I'm like, well, sure, if it's going to happen to be terrible, it's going to happen to be terrible. So why am I thinking about it today?
Yeah.
Like I definitely think you don't learn how to be present until your 30s, because in your 20s, you're just so thinking about the future and the past. Whereas now I'm trying to be like, well, sure, if the, sometimes I've noticed it, like if there's really, really bad, like, what's it called when you're flying? Turbulence.
Yeah.
I've been on planes in the last couple of years. I would have been nervous in my 20s, but now if it's like really, really bad turbulence, it has popped into my mind. I'm like, imagine if it crashed. And I'm like, well, sure, it will crash then.
Yeah.
Like I'm at that point now where I'm like, okay, well, sure, I'm gonna. There was actually one time I was reading a book and I only thought about it after. The turbulence was so bad, like people started crying and someone was screaming and everyone was just panicking. And I was just like, well, I'm reading my book.
Yeah.
So that comes with
so
years
much better.
Of experience.
Yeah. Better equipped at like dealing with things. Like even. For example, like with the gossies and stuff, like if something was happening on the day, we'd kind of be like, right, let's just deal with it. Like we wouldn't be like, oh my God, the world's ending.
We would have a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, we probably would have panicked. And even like the other day, one of the girls in work, actually, she had had a really horrible phone call with someone, and she, the person was really rude to her on the phone. And I came in, she was kind of like a little bit upset. And I was like, give me the phone, I'll ring her back.
Yeah.
Like,
did
you know,
say that?
Yeah. I was like, no, let me talk to her. But I never would have been like that years ago. But it comes with age where you're a bit like, you know,
this is like, what upsets and worries me about Gen Z sometimes, though, is like some, not all, but some Gen Zs wouldn't even take that phone call or would never come back to work after that phone call.
Yeah.
And it is like, I agree with you, like you were so shy at the start.
Mm.
And I definitely was different. Like I would have been like, oh God, but now I'm like, fucking answer the phone right now. Give it to me. And like, we won't go into the exact example, but there was just a point at the gossies last year which had to do with the cable, so I mentioned earlier, where like this guy came over to me and was like, Ali, you need to go and talk to this group of people. And I was like, right, rolling up the sleeves, what you need. So like, yeah, that comes with age. So I think
it also comes with people, I think, underestimating us as well. I think like for going back to 2016, we were like seen as such an underdog. No one took us seriously. And I think people kind of thought we would go away. I don't think they thought goss was gonna last. Here we are.
Me sleeping on my floor, I was like, nothing's gonna stop me. The office board.
But we were so determined to prove people wrong.
I know.
And like we kind of had to do that because people saw us as the like silly little girls.
I know. I still always feel like that sometimes, that we have to prove ourselves. It's definitely not as much anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only thing I like about the trend. But my hot take is, if you're listening to this and you had a shit time in 2016, it's also okay to leave 2016 behind. Because I think the trend is like 2026 is the new 2016. I'm like, hell fucking no.
I do not
want that year to happen again.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay if you watched it and you found it a bit weird or difficult. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that back that time it was bad. So that's my hot take. And that is a wrap on our Beckham episode. We'll be chatting loads about the Beckham stuff all over Goss. So keep an eye. And we will be back next week.
Bye.
Live from the red carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for. You what?
Well, that hit the spot.